Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Modeling the Future Challenge is a real-world mathematical analysis competition for high school students, culminating in a national symposium and up to $60,000 in college scholarships, prizes, and awards sponsored by the Actuarial Foundation. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Nicole Semprit, Senior Program Specialist from the Actuarial Foundation, and Mariah Sanya, STEM Programs Coordinator at the Institute Competition Sciences. And Nicole, we're going to start with you today. Tell us about the background of this competition and challenge.
Sure. So I've been with the foundation for 4 years, and the Actuarial Foundation's mission is to unleash the power of math education by using talents within the actuarial community. We're actually celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. We do provide free tutoring, math competitions, and scholarships, and our goal is to open opportunities for students through math confidence and proficiency. Modeling the Future started out as a small-scale competition called Project Math Minds, and then one of our board members, Rory Goldman, met Josh Newbert at an event and suggested we partner with them. Josh is the CEO of the Institute of Competition Sciences, and Rory and his wife, Georgia, are both active members of the foundation, and they became founding sponsors of Modeling.
My background is actually in mathematics and math education, and so before I joined ICS to work on the management side of the Modeling the Future Challenge, I was actually a high school math teacher, and I had students participate in this challenge, so that's initially how I connected. And what I found so amazing about the challenge is that it's a chance for real-world connections for high school students where they're working on project-based learning, and the stuff that they're doing is not disconnected skills. They're actually engaging with real-world problems.
Nicole, what's the purpose of the challenge?
Modeling the Future is very unique in several aspects. I'll let Mariah address the educational aspects in a minute, since that's her background. But the actuarial side, what really makes it meaningful is the connection with actuaries. Each team is paired with a volunteer actuary of their choice, and they help them work through their topic. So we give students what is called the Actuarial Process Guide, which is a 5-step framework to help them think through the project just like a professional actuary would. And students learn about actuarial science, college life, starting their career in a STEM field. I have the pleasure of listening in on these mentoring calls, and I can tell you firsthand that the connections are invaluable. Students give shout outs to their mentors. Many of them even come back to request recommendation letters.
And just to add to that, the goals of ICS and working with the foundation in this case is we want to make sure that challenge-based learning is a way to incentivize and motivate and engage students of all ages. And what's powerful about this challenge is the way that students are able to have choice in the topics that they study. So they're given the opportunity to choose topics, and it ranges all over the place in terms of what matters to them. And it's great to see what the next generation is looking to address. So they're looking to assess risks, and they're conducting analysis and research to make evidence-based recommendations to address risks on projects that matter to them.
And Mariah, how many schools or teams took part in this year's challenge?
It's a national challenge, so across almost 30 states. We had over 267 teams initially part of the phases of the challenge. There are 3 phases to the challenge, so 267 teams began the challenge. With the project phase, there were 152 teams who qualified and engaged with us in conducting their own actuarial research projects.
And what were the teams judged on?
So as Nicole mentioned, there is an actuarial process. It's 5-step framework, and for which is similar to the scientific method, where students are formulating a problem, looking for data, conducting a mathematical modeling analysis, and then a risk analysis in order to make recommendations. So the rubrics that they are evaluated on are those 5 steps of the actuarial process to look and see how well they formulated a project, the assumptions that they made when they found data. Not every project has a magical data set, so they have to make reasonable assumptions on how they're using that data over the course of designing a model and then conducting an analysis in order to make some evidence-based recommendations for their project. So everything is modeled on that 5 steps of the actuarial process.
Nicole, who are the judges?
All of our judges are volunteer actuaries. We have a great mix for both our mentors and our judges of volunteers. Some of them are professional actuaries who've been in the field for years. Some of them are candidates or students still in college. And some of them are just STEM professionals who are, you know, data scientists, engineers. Either way, they all have, you know, a love of working with students and a love of math. So any of our listeners are welcome to volunteer.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Mariah, what were some of the problems the teams looked to solve?
Since the contest has an open theme, they were able to choose any topic that matters to them in order to study for their project. Some of the categories that we asked teams to identify within there were the climate change or the environment, drugs, addiction, or mental health, flooding, droughts, national disasters, or natural disasters, pandemics or diseases, social or community needs, property damage. And so teams chose topics within those general categories. Some examples could include the bee population, and they're looking to see the environmental impacts on bee populations, or urban heat islands in New York City area and all of the concrete that's around New York City, how they can address their urban heat islands. Another example could be managing obesity or diabetes. Students also looked at the rise of AI or addressing e-commerce fraud. They also looked at different things related to assessing risk on mountain climbing. For example, Mount Washington, and how you would assess the risks of scaling the mountain and avoiding disasters there. There's many ones looking at even the opioid crisis or addressing coffee shop shifts. How could you address sleep deprivation in different shifts? So topics range all over the place.
And Mariah, I understand that at least some of the teams used AM Best data in their presentations.
They did. What was unique about students using AM Best data is they're not part of an organization or company that has proprietary data access. And so they're often at the mercy of what data is publicly available online. One of the things that they're not usually able to access is actual insurance data. So when students were given the opportunity to ask AM Best for access to insurance data, there were some teams that looked for examples of automobile insurance because they were looking at the effects of marijuana legalization and how that could affect car insurance and accidents and risks in that sense. Another team looked at mental health and different data from AM Best in relation to mental health and claims in hospitalizations. So students were able to access data that they would not have normally had access to without AM Best, and we're very thankful for that.
Nicole, tell us about the winning challenge.
The winners of the challenge all receive a college scholarship, but more importantly, it's really the participating and what they've learned life skills-wise. So they learn how to work as a team, they learn how to persist through something that's a little bit difficult, especially long-term, communication skills, presentation skills, and of course the math modeling and Excel and all that stuff that actuaries do every day. Many of our students use these skills in future college courses, resumes, internships. This year was really exciting. At our symposium, we had an alumni showcase, and we invited students to tell us things that they have done over the past 6 years since they've come back. And we got to learn all the things they've done, not only in college, but some that have actually gotten some math careers at that point. And we've seen a lot of great things just in, you know, awards they've won, other scholarships they've won, other math competitions they've taken part in. People have started their own companies and gotten great jobs, and a really great mix of people who have done really amazing things since participating. And we just love to see all that they've gotten just from the stepping stone of, you know, modeling the future.
And Nicole, what are you hoping that the students come away with from this challenge?
Most importantly, we want it to be an enjoyable and challenging experience for them. Students should see that math is something that can be used in real world situations, and that they, as students, have the ability to make a difference in problems that are affecting their everyday life. We want this to just be a beginning point of the many things that they're going to be doing in their future studies and their career. And maybe after working with an actuary and seeing kind of the actuarial science process, that they might want to be an actuary as their future career path.
That was Nicole Semfert, Senior Program Specialist from the Actuarial Foundation, and Mariah Samuel, STEM Programs Coordinator at the Institute of Competition Sciences. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.